My husband's family recently gave me an African violet that belonged to his grandmother. I put the violet on my kitchen windowsill, wanting to keep a close eye on it in hopes that this plant will thrive because it's somewhat precious to my husband's family. But after a few weeks, the plant's leaves started to look a little yellow and there were no flowers in sight. I read up on African violets and learned that they need a lot of indirect sunlight. My kitchen window leads to a back porch, not to the outdoors, and so I wondered if the violet was getting enough light. I moved it to a window on my back porch that is still shaded but much brighter, and thankfully, my violet is doing better and it's even showing some fresh signs of life. We all need light to have life, whether we're talking about our physical bodies or our spirits. Psalm 56:13 says, "So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light." God's life-giving light, as we later read in the Gospel of John, is Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world, the light for every person, and his light brings life. Through all the services that we offer clients, be it free diapers or an ultrasound, a post-abortion Bible study session, or a sexual integrity lesson plan, whatever, we want these things to express the truth of the gospel of Jesus to the people we serve. We want them to ultimately see that Jesus is the true source of life for them and their children. God's life-giving light of Jesus is for you too. Read about Jesus today in the Bible. Perhaps start with the book of John, or go back to the book of John. Connect maybe or reconnect with Jesus today in prayer. He longs to have a relationship with us. He is our life-giving light. We have all been created for Him.